unrest may be the key to reaching Muslims. A trial is underway in Turkey's Christian bookstore murders, and a unique sisterhood grows an exciting global ministry. We'll tell you what you can do to get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Protests, bombings, shootings, and embassy attacks highlight the chaotic situation in the Muslim world today. What does it mean for evangelism? Well, Middle East expert Robert Williams with Pioneer says,
I think God is shaking these nations through unrest and disturbances. For some of the Muslims that are there, the majority populations, I think it is opening up them up to the gospel because they're seeing the hard and dark side of majority religion. And they're wondering, is this really what I want to believe in?
Williams says it's time for the Western Church to take action.
Close now to one-fourth of the world's population, 1.6 billion people on planet Earth call themselves Muslim. And they understand that we need to redeploy our resources to reaching this large segment of the world's population. But a lot of people are fearful.
Prayer is essential, but so is funding. Support Pioneers through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, in 2007, three Turkish Christians were brutally murdered in what was later called the Malatya Massacre. 5 years down the road, Compass Direct News says justice is finally coming to fruition. Courts accepted an indictment saying military higher-ups were behind the attacks. 19 suspects recently stood trial, but the massacre mastermind isn't scheduled to testify till November. Pray for God's peace and the speedy deliverance of justice for victims' families. This is Mission Network News. The World Health Organization says Southeast Asia, the world's rice bowl, has the largest population of hungry people in the world. Well, that's where Gospel for Asia comes in. Through their Bridge of Hope programs, child sponsors help provide things like vitamins lacking in children's diets, preserving eyesight. The teams also share the hope of Christ. It's about conquering blindness physically and spiritually. Want to know more? MissionNetworkNews.org. Meanwhile, Global Advance is growing for such a time as this. MNN's Ruth Kramer has more on the growth of the Esther Project.
Greg, 8 years ago, this ministry was born to focus on women's spiritual growth. Wives are critical to a pastor's ministry, and mothers are vital to their families, but they need encouragement too. And from there, a sisterhood was born. Jonathan Shibley says it's taken off. They're now looking at initiatives in the Dominican Republic, Peru, and Ghana next year.
We feel like now is the time to really begin to ramp it up. We've done various pilots alongside our Frontline Shepherds initiatives and our Marketplace initiatives, and now we see the Lord really opening the door for us to move this forward.
If you're a woman, Global Advance needs you.
We're going to need women to go to serve in a variety of capacities, whether that's teaching or just serving, mentoring, bringing just the ministry of encouragement. We need women to pray.
Find more at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.
And in the U.S., the Angels in Adoption program connects foster parents and adoptive parents to their policymakers in Capitol Hill. Texas congressmen recently honored two Buckner International families for advocating domestic adoption in the Lone Star State. Buckner's Wendy Mathia says their stories put a face on the issue.
It's really good for the members of Congress to hear this because they do get a little cut off from day-to-day living.
Hearing the experience of their constituents often spurs policymakers to make improvements. Pray that God gives them wisdom. Did you know that in the United States, over 400,000 kids are in foster care?
I think that folks sometimes don't realize how many kids are out there.
Join us for praying for kids who need a home.
Just as we need a Father God daily in our lives, these kids need a mom and a dad daily in their lives.
Buckner has adoption and foster care resources. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard the good news? Moderate Muslims are coming to Christ. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions. Is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? 23 Miraculous Stories of Muslims Turning to Christ. Get your copy when you click on the Dreams and Visions link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.